Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
If you've ever seen someone who was adept at swallowing swords, it's pretty amazing. We had the gentleman, it's the same day that Hot Wings, you had the...
I laid on a bed of nails and had somebody bust a cinder block on my chest with a sledgehammer.
But that guy had a lot of skills because he did that. But he also swallowed a sword while in studio. And one was amazing.
Yeah, like, it's really weird.
And it made me uncomfortable watching it. Like, oh, this could go wrong.
I don't like it.
Well, this guy is apparently world-renowned, or at least pretty famous for it. And he's really good at it most times.
Scott Nelson, who goes by Murugan the Mystic, was doing his act at an amusement park in Washington, D.C. last month when swords he swallowed sliced his esophagus.
Did a car hit him while they were in there or something?
How'd they the side?
Yeah, it said it sliced his esophagus, but he's raising his right arm, and you can see, like, a long trail of stitches for a scar, and then all the puncture holes.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
And
I hope he doesn't fall in lemon juice.
No, he's got eight just regular puncture holes, and then he's got the massive, massive cuts above that.
Yeah. He explains it. It's a simple mistake.
Pierced his liver and damaged a lung. He was in a medically induced coma for weeks, and doctors didn't think he would survive.
So what had happened is I was performing at the park, and I swallowed five swords at once. But what had happened is I let go of the bunch too soon, and they scissored out inside of me.
Oh, boy, that seems bad.
You'd think that you would know not to do that, being a sword swallower and all.
I mean, some of the blades went in different directions.
So I had no idea you could scissor from the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that either.
That is... God, as many times as I've done it on the outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Internal scissoring.
That's not easy. It's not easy.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I honestly would have not thought, I mean, I guess I don't watch a lot of sword swallowers up close with their swords, but I would have thought that they would have sort of had them a little dull.
No, man.
Just a smidge dull on the end.
Well, I mean, anybody can swallow a dull sword.
I certainly thought it was...
I don't mean like crazy dull, but like butter knife dull, you know?
I certainly was under the impression that there was some showbiz to it, and it wasn't really as dangerous as it obviously is. Or what if he's the only one? He's like, no, I believe in an authentic sword. What if I need to swashbuckle while I'm up there?
Or what if he thought, son of a bitch, I never thought about dulling him a little bit.
That's a good idea, Hot
Wings. Dang, man, that's stupid.
Yeah, other... sword swallowers are reaching out going, man, you're the best. I mean, you're the only one who still uses real swords. I am?
Why am I doing this?
Murugan the Mystic has been performing his act for decades. He's been featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not and performed across the country. He says he's eager to get back to work, but will now remove sword swallowing from his act. There is a GoFundMe to help with medical expenses. Go to CBS8.com if you'd like to find that.
Oh, Murugan, don't let this deter you.
Man. Add more swords, then they can't scissor out.
Yeah,
wouldn't that just be more to scissor?
No,
each other.
Yeah, they'll stop each other.
Oh, okay, maybe a rubber band around.
Yeah, they'll keep it tight.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you really need to do five too? I mean, it's not like it's a crowded industry with lots of other people doing it. I'd be super. If you did two, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Just one is enough for me.
Yeah, calm down, bro.
Yeah. Right.
You're doing too much.
Yeah. Take a step back.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.